Good Monday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by JP Morgan Chase & Company. We're kicking off the morning with a Playbook scoop. An internal House Republican poll found that the generic ballot right now has Democrats at 45%, Republicans at 41%, and 14% undecided. On the impact of tax cuts on the economy, 51% thought it was good for the economy, 37% thought it was bad, and 9% were unsure. 46% thought tax reform will help their family, while 35% thought it would hurt their family, and 9% said neither. And a favorite for Republicans to poll? House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi's image. We've also got a new Politico Morning Consult poll looking at who voters will blame for the government shutdown. Conducted Thursday and Friday, the poll found that 41% would blame Republicans, while 36% would blame Democrats. And an important number. Independents said they would blame Republicans 34% compared to Democrats at 27%. It's day three of the federal government shutdown. The Senate is scheduled to vote at noon to fund the government through February 8th. It's unclear whether the package has enough votes to pass. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor last night said that assuming the government remains open, his intention would be to address DACA, border security, and other related issues. McConnell allies note that the line, assuming the government remains open, is key. He wants to keep his word, and that as long as the government is shut down, the Senate cannot move forward on an immigration bill. Burgess Everett, Heather Cagle, and Alana Shore report that aides expect the Monday vote to fail, absent further progress between the two party leaders before then. Meanwhile, Speaker Paul Ryan is getting a bit of a reprieve. Rachel Bade reports that the fractious House Republicans have actually rallied behind Ryan during the shutdown. And Michael Grunwald has a 30,000-foot look on how Democrats' victory in the 2013 shutdown actually created a major downside with Republicans humiliated in defeat and hardened for future battles. On message to the very end, an assistant White House press secretary's out-of-office response blamed Democrats for holding government funding hostage to an unrelated immigration debate. And while the national parks may be open, a tipster sent photos of bathrooms closed on the National Mall. It wasn't all work and no play on Capitol Hill over the weekend during the government shutdown. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky was spotted eating dinner last night at Hank's Oyster Bar on Capitol Hill. And Colorado Republican Mike Kaufman was at District Taco on Pennsylvania Avenue Sunday night, dining alone. Vice President Mike Pence is in Israel. His first event of the day is an official arrival ceremony with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He defended his decision to launch political attacks against Democrats in the shutdown before the U.S. military. Pence said, "This president has said he wants to keep his promise to the American people to build a wall. He wants to reform immigration, chain migration, the diversity lottery system, and President Trump has made it clear that he'd like a compassionate solution to individuals involved in the DACA program. We think we can do that, and we need more time to continue those negotiations. But playing politics with military pay is the wrong way to go. The president and I feel strongly about it, and I wanted to address that as I stood before men and women in our military." It looks like President Trump's trip to Davos later this week could be canceled if the government shutdown persists. Ben White reports that other officials, including Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin's trip to Davos, was also being reconsidered. But while Trump may not be going to Davos, the New York Times reports on how his indecision on what he wants out of the shutdown has just complicated matters. And the Washington Post reports that Trump has kept a low profile during the shutdown debate, but he has been itching to be involved. Annie Carney reports that H.R. McMaster has replaced Dina Powell on the National Security Council, with current member Nadia Shladlo. She is the author of the current national security strategy. And Axios has a look at how Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross has fallen out of the good graces of Trump. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.